Hey, it's Rob Lowe the Star, and you tapped in to Hustle and Shine in the Morning. Hey,
shut up, Brian.
Kansas City, yeah, it's time to wake up. Get your butt up off the mattress, ain't no time to lay up. Don't you know it's Hustling Shine in the Morning? Yeah, yeah, we getting to it, making plays while they yawning. Turn it up, that's my jam. 103.3, where that Z get slammed. Yeah, yeah, I see you doing your dance. But slow it down, baby, put that wheel in your hand. Don't be driving fast and crazy while you in your commute. Your baby daddy always trip, you won't give him the boot. Your baby mama think you're lying, you ain't telling the truth. And your kids woke up late, you gotta take them to school. It's cold, play this on your job while you're heading to work. With the morning gossip, you can get out of dirt. Motivation in a minute, we got all type of perks. Yeah, yeah, I know this sliding, throw this hit in reverse. Like, Kansas City, yeah, it's time to wake up. Get your butt up off the mattress, ain't no time to lay up. Don't you know it's Hustling Shine in the Morning? Yeah, yeah, we getting to it, making plays while they yawning. Turn it up, that's my jam. 103.3, where that Z get slammed. Yeah, yeah, I see you doing your dance. But slow it down, baby, put that wheel in your
hand. Come on, good morning, get up. Good morning, get up. Good morning, good morning, good morning, wake up. Yes, sir, another day, another blessings. Another day to live in your purpose. It's time to hustle and shine. Brian B. Shining, reporting live from the Brown and Crouppen studio.
And your favorite cousin, Deanna Hustle, 6 o'clock on the dot. High of 76 in that rain. Woo, it is pouring down. It's currently 69 in Parkville.
Heidi!
What's up, man? How you feeling on this National Biscuit Day?
Oh, I feel so good and gentle, man. I just had a powerful moment of prayer. Uh-huh. Like,
love that.
Honestly, man, I am.
That'll get you right.
I feel so good. And we're going to be talking with Miss No Meals, the creator of Kansas City Hip Hop Week, starting at the 7:38 spot.
Of course, we got some hookups for you, so tap in for That's My Jam. We also got the morning gossip going down at your 23s. Uri Spears, he fires back at Sean Wayans. And we're going to talk what sports are off limits for your kids.
Uh-oh. Your motivation coming up in about 10 minutes. Oh, baby, it's Friday. Start your weekend off with Kansas City's number one for hip-hop, R&B, and throwbacks.
Hot 103 Jazz.
Haters better get on your job. Tell them, haters get on your job. Motivate, sucker, sucker, can't make me suffer. Just make me stronger and make me tough.
You can work with what you have. You can start from where you are. Conditions are far from perfect, yet they are adequate. This may not be the ideal time, yet it is the time you have. It's really no big deal if things are not exactly the way you like, because you have the amazing ability to make do with what's available as it is and transform it into what you envision. In fact, the challenge of making do could very well make your work more robust, more meaningful, more enduring. It can inject authentic character into what you do. It's admirable to strive toward perfection, but it's unrealistic to expect that you can begin with perfection. The essential factor in any accomplishment is not what you start with, but what you put into it. You can make do, and with your drive, resourcefulness, and imagination, you can make it great. Growth looks good on you. That's today's Motivational Minute, only on Hustle and Shine in the Morning, Hot 103 Jams.
TMG, the morning gossip. It's the Morning Gossip with Hustle and Shine on Hot 103 Jam.
6:26 on your time. It's a high of 76. And currently, cousins, it is 69 at East High School. Comedian Ari Spears. Him and Sean Wayans have been going back and forth, it sounds like, for about a couple weeks or so after Sean called him out his name and called him crazy. Ari Spears got something to say about it.
I've been to various comedy clubs where the staff have told me that when Sean comes here, you're not allowed to talk to him. He wears shades. You can't make eye contact. No comic, I don't care how great you are, should be arrogant. My actual quote was, for Sean to be that arrogant, bruh, your talent doesn't match your arrogance.
Ooh, okay. I like comedy beef because they can take it to another level. But then, you know, you presume nothing is going to happen,
right, actually,
you know.
Take it too far.
Yeah, I just want to hear some good jokes. That's
all. Yeah, of course.
You know.
You want it to turn into a roast.
Yeah, that's exactly what I want.
Yeah, so hopefully they figure. I don't know, but a lot of people be going at Ari Spears. I mean, and he be making some comments that opens up that door. So
yeah, that'd be his fault.
Are we surprised?
No,
we aren't.
Absolutely not.
Other news: Erica Banks is setting the record straight. Back in 2022, she had a video leak from her close friends where she was kind of coming off a little like a mean girl, saying that if women don't look a certain way, they can't party with her.
was very distasteful. It was very rude. It was very ugly. And I've grown from that. If it did offend you, you know, in the most genuine way I can say possible, you know, I'm sorry for that. I just got caught up in what I thought was what should be.
I think that's good. What you be saying? Growth looks good on you?
Growth looks good on you.
Uh-huh. You can drive it right there.
Wanda, stand up. This is Tez Carter. I'm up hustling and shining on Hot 103 Jams. And don't forget to slam that Z.
18th and Vine is back and better than ever. D, I saw some pictures and videos of it. Mm-hmm. I love the way it looks. It looks spectacular. It looks like how it's supposed to look. Mm-hmm. It looks kind of like Beale Street-ish. In Memphis a little bit.
Yeah. Based on the videos I've been seeing, I get where you had it.
Yeah, with the pedestrian walk and all of that. Mm-hmm. So, we celebrated the completion of phase one of the $400 million reinvestment initiative this past Wednesday. And, the pedestrian mall with the new seating. It also has a seamless corridor for pedestrian activity. Mm-hmm. So I can see some, a couple block parties or something right there outside the gym
out
theater.
There kicking it.
Have people outside, you know, two-stepping or line dancing. Yeah, all of that. So the Revive the Vine initiative combines major public infrastructure projects with private dollars to restore our cultural landmarks, expand housing, improve walkability, and support neighborhood vitality. So the medallions for the American Jazz Walk of Fame were refurbished and reinstalled along 18th Street, which I really love. That's one of my favorite things about 18th and Vine, is looking down at some of the legends who were there, who congregated there, who played there. So the businesses in the area, I know y'all happy. I saw Andrea from the Juke House. Mm-hmm. She made her little video talking about, hey, y'all ain't got to worry about parking no more. Y'all can two-step your way on your way right here at the Juke House. So I love it for all the businesses on 18th and Vine. And that's our street, mm-hmm. all right, where our culture was
very
made.
Very excited.
So we need to make sure that we keep that thing up, y'all.
Absolutely.
Pause.
Yeah, heavy on the pause.
Pause. That was crazy.
Yo, this would be the one them called Tech N9ne. And when I'm at home, I'm up hustling and shining in the morning, baby, on Hot 103 Jams.
Well, the Chiefs have begun off-season training activities, D. And Patrick Mahomes, there was a video of him yesterday mm-hmm. floating around. Looking good. He got the sleeve on the knee, of course, with his reconstructed knee.
Yeah.
With the surgery. But in other news, Andy Reid was asked about number four, Rashee Rice.
As far as Rashee goes, we're aware of the situation. The league's aware of it. We've talked to the league. We get it. And as far as any further ado to that, there's been no talk about anything further. We're moving forward just normal as we go here. When he gets back, we got to get him caught up and doing what he needs to do. But again, to make sure he gets it. It's not an easy thing he's going through. So life lessons are important, but we're all given chances to learn. And so he's in that position now.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, a Dallas judge ordered him to immediately serve his previous suspended 30-day jail sentence. So that's currently his status, I believe, still.
He need a big brother, OG, big homie, something to sit
conversation.
Down.
Yes. Yeah. Definitely.
He definitely need one of them conversations.
Mm-hmm. What's good, y'all? It's the sovereign man himself, the royal chief. I'm up hustling and shining on Hot 103 Jams.
Shout out to all the cousins that sat in the Hot 103 Jams app and listening to Hustle and Shine in the morning, and making us a part of your daily morning routine, cousins. We love and appreciate you so much, and especially the ones that's tapping into the stream. Oh, we see you. And we here live in the Brown and Kruber mm-hmm. studios. And also shout out to all the cousins that's out. Listen, there's plenty of wrecks around the metro right now. So if you want Bruce R. Watkins, you want I-70, 470, 35, 435, please take it easy morning. Lock in the Hustle and Shine. But please, man, give a little grace this morning. It could save your life and somebody else's. And wherever you are, thank you so much. We appreciate you listening to Hustle and Shine in the morning, because you could have been anywhere else in the world, cousin.
But you decided to be be here with us today, and we appreciate you and your time.
Shout out, Cry.
It's time for that 7-Eleven roll call. Only on Hustle and Shine in the morning. Shout out to all the cousins hitting us up on the text line. Kiara said, good morning to Hustle and Shine. Have a blessed day to KC. Corminard sent over a good morning to the town as well. Big love to Eric Henderson Jr. Congratulations to Ebony Hogan on celebrating 9 years of business with Covered Girls Tea. Major shout out to you. Shout out to Timothy Jr. at his first job as a lifeguard. Big love to you. And then big love also to Nella B., best mama and Nana ever. Anthony Drew, what's up? Tommy, want to wish us.
You ain't got no job.
Right. Tommy, you ain't got no job, man. Happy birthday to you. Love you. That was sent from your cousins hitting us up right now. Stacey Davis sending another blessed day and happy Friday, cousins. Big love to Rich Harris, or shall I say Coach Harris. In the comments, Henrietta Clark, Constance Crystal, hey, Miss Cindy, Lisa Clark. Shout out to all the family that's always tapped in with Hustle and Shine in the morning. We appreciate you sending those text messages through.
TMG, the morning gossip. It's the Morning Gossip with Hustle and Shine on Hot 103 Jam.
7:26 on your time. It's a high of 78. Currently, it is 69 at the Shops on Blue Parkway. You remember that music video of Dennis Edwards and Syeda Garrett, the Don't Look Any Further song?
One of my favorites.
Well, Syeda talks about that moment with Dennis.
In the basement of Motown, and I think it cost $11.57.
Don't go
at the time.
Further.
Yeah, he was on something. I don't know.
Because his mouth kept moving.
And the producer was like, or the director, she said, can you put your gum here? He said, I ain't got no gum.
He
was definitely on something. Yeah. So I guess we don't have to say allegedly anymore. She kind of confirmed some things. He was definitely on cloud nine, to say the least.
And that's probably. Oh, look at you with the Temptations reference right there. Ooh, look at that. That was on accident. Okay, yeah. Dennis Edwards, my favorite Temptation. You ready to sing this? Come on, D. Come on, come on. If we locked in, hey. Come on.
Brody Kane.
Yeah.
I thought we were taking it back to the original.
Woo, that's my joint right there, boy.
A big question for you, KC and B. I want to know your opinion. 816-900-4103. Text us real quick. Is there a sport your kid cannot play? Former NBA star Michael Beasley shares what he told his kids.
The only thing I don't let my kids do is play football. You even watch it. Why you don't like football? Because if they fall in love with it, that's the only thing I'm going to tell them they can't do. CTE is a real thing, and y'all act like it's not real.
Yeah, it's real.
But nah, man, that's too much banging in the head. Squirrels don't deserve that.
The squirrels don't deserve that. Just took it to another level.
I get it. I understand the trepidation with that. The CTE is real.
Took and if you T.I.?
Northeast, you know what I'm saying? Nah, but for real, though, I understand it. I get it.
Yeah, I feel like if I have kids, that's the one I'm like, all right, just you're going to be a basketball star. We ain't finna do all of that. Boxing too. I'm not like, come on now. We don't need to do that.
Yo, what's up? It's your boy Mark Smart Barber from the 816. I'm locked in with Hustle and Shine in the morning on Hot 103 Jams. Let's go.
Kansas City Hip Hop Week is next week, and we're going to get you ready for it, man. With Miss No Mills, she's in the building. Look, I ain't going to lie to you, fam. Your name had me all the way messed up because I was like, hold on, Miss No Mills. Oh, she don't miss no meals. Okay. So that's what it is.
I'm talking about it.
Okay. Yeah. How you feeling this morning?
I'm feeling good. Real good.
Now, you are the founder of the third annual KC Hip Hop Week. Can you talk a little bit about what inspired that?
Just feeling like for Kansas City to blow up or have it shine, that everybody got to play its part. And me, as a person who's not an artist, you know, what can I do to help the artists and put the city on? So this is a reason for everybody to stop flying over Kansas City and come see what we do.
I like that.
This isn't specifically for artists, though. This is for DJs, producers, if you want to get tapped in somehow. Big networking week, though.
For sure. Small businesses, entrepreneurs, everybody.
Now, what's the kickoff event you got going on? Because it's something every day, right?
Right. Every day for 7 days, we have multiple events. The kickoff event, the networking mixer, is for everybody to just come out, meet the committee, see a couple performances. It's a little teaser for the week. That's going down at AJ's Bar and Grill on Monday, June 1st.
Definitely got to be there for that. And I'm jumping all the way to like the Sunday, but I know there's another event that's going down. You know, while I'm a little biased on that one.
Because you're hosting it?
I'm not hosting.
So we have a VIP special guest panelist, Miss Deanna Hustle, on the Sunday business and Beats and Business Brunch, the specific ladies edition. So we're going to talk about ladies and hip hop issues. Mm-hmm. That's going down at Black Charlie's on Sunday, June 7th at 11 a.m. Come eat. Come get some game.
Who cooking?
Miss E. Mills, owner of Black Charlie.
I love me a good truck. Nah, yeah. Once you said come eat, I was already sold. You didn't even tell me it was food when you
chicken and waffles.
Hello.
Now you're speaking her language.
Right.
Buckle up, baby. Man, we talking about Kansas City Hip Hop Week begins next week. Look at that. She got her own sound effects. Okay, look at that. So this is not only for artists, y'all. This is for the entire infrastructure of Kansas City Hip Hop. And this has been, since I've been engulfed in Kansas City in our music scene for the past 20 or so years, mm-hmm. It ain't the talent. It's not the access. It's not the people. It's the infrastructure, mm-hmm. The business infrastructure that we lack in terms of us not, quote unquote, blowing up,
right.
Even though we have several artists, several writers, several producers, mm-hmm. who are in the industry and been in the industry. Mm-hmm. But Ms. No Mills, get real quick. What do you feel like is something that's a common conversation with the hip hop community in Kansas City and why certain problems exist?
Just what you said, lack of infrastructure. We don't have real labels here, you know, like a person like me. I don't have anywhere to go be an A&R at, mm-hmm. You know what I mean? So Kansas City Hip Hop Week was just my way of trying to play my part and put the city on as best I can, you know.
And I love that because this is your third year doing it. So congratulations to you on the success and keeping this up. And also you have about 2 events per day. So people have an opportunity if they miss, you know, this one time because of work schedule or whatever, they got to drop off the kids. There's another event for them too. Now, how can they go see the flyer and get all the information?
So they can go to our website, www.kchiphopweek.com. They can follow on Instagram, Facebook, or TikTok, Kansas City Hip Hop Week, all spelled out. YouTube as well. Just follow on social media. That's the best way.
Can't wait to go to Deanna's brunch, man, and see what she talking about.
It's a panel, and it's a really great panel, so I'm happy to be alongside those other women.
Yeah, that's what's up. Sure. So the fun begins on what, Monday, I believe?
Monday, mm-hmm. June 1st, AJ's Bar and Grill, 4 o'clock. We'll be there setting it off.
It is. Ms. No Mills, we always appreciate you tapping in to Hustle and Shine in the morning. Keep repping for the town, you know, our
Sharon. For sure. Thank y'all for having me.
Hi, I'm Mayor Quint Lucas. Tune in to All Things KC every Monday morning. I'm up hustling and shining on Hot 103.3.
He said that.
So he did. He called us up. He said he need that spin that remix. So without further ado, D, with Hustle and Shine in the streets, we need you to hit the booth and let us know where we finna be.
Okay,
come on.
I like that. Let's let me get in the studio real quick. You gonna hype me up, B?
Yeah. Hype it up now. Hype it up now. D, D, D. Where we at in these streets? Come
where
on.
Where all my Kansas City cousins at?
Where you at?
Speeding down the streets too fast.
Come on.
Slow it down and turn us up.
Turn us up.
Hustle Shine is where it's at.
Come on.
Where my Kansas City at?
Where we at? Come
speeding
on.
Down them streets too fast.
Uh-huh.
Slow it down and turn us up.
Say,
Hustle Shine is where it's at.
Uh-huh.
Play that.
Come on.
Play that.
Yeah.
Play that.
Yeah.
Play that, bleep.
Come on.
Play that.
Yeah.
Play that.
Yeah.
Play that.
Come on.
Play that.
It all begins with District Biscuits. They having a grand opening 10:30 a.m. this morning.
Woo woo.
Oh yeah, shout out to District Biscuit, man. They always do it big, man.
Uh-huh. And it's National Biscuit Day, so this is very fitting.
Perfect.
Now after that, later on tonight, I'm celebrating the Geminis and the graduates over at Aura. We going crazy with it. So pull up on me for sure.
And then real quick, man, tomorrow morning we're going to pay our respects to Miss Cynthia Newsom, man. We're going to honor her life and her legacy tomorrow morning as we wish her home. You know, she got her wings and she's going home. Yeah. So we're going to give her a great home going tomorrow morning. And then after that, I'm going directly to the Got Real podcast at Friendship Baptist Church, where we're going to be talking a little therapy and
trying to get our minds right. The first word was blurred out.
Don't do that.
And that while B Shotted is doing that, I'll be over at Metro by T-Mobile 1 to 3 p.m. You know we always got hookups when I pop up on location. So just stay tapped in on Facebook to know which location and all the details for that.
Oh, baby, and we're going to get sexy that night. R&B shining, going down that In Good Company with a live band. Oh, I can't wait for that, D.
Oh, you... I'm clipping that. Now, while B Shot is doing his thing, I'll be over at Layla Lounge. Doors open at 9 p.m. R&B, hip-hop, we going crazy. This is only my second time at Layla Lounge, so super excited to be in the building.
And then the Juneteenth pageant on... The Juneteenth pageant on Sunday. Key, I'm going to see you then. But whatever you do, please, Kansas City, be a blessing. But whatever you don't do, please,
don't be an idiot.
TMG, The Morning Gossip. It's The Morning Gossip with Hustle and Shine on Hot 103 Jams.
8:24 on your time. It's a high of 77. Currently, it is 68 in Lee Summit. TMZ, one thing about them, they gonna get some information that they really shouldn't have. Singer A. Marie, love her music, big fan. Well, unfortunately, she is now divorced. And the most unfortunate part about that is that her and her ex-husband, who's a music executive, Lenny Nicholson, their income has been posted online.
Yikes.
Which... like, come on.
Oh, my gosh.
And it's unfortunate, but it shows that she might not be in the best financial position, listing her on under $6,000 of a monthly income, and then her husband has $10,000 a month. And I'm assuming, based on what the court documents are saying, that he's going to have to come up with some money for some child support.
Yikes.
Now, she is retaining ownership of her music business, A. Marie, Inc., and also their Range Rover that they had. So the fact that TMZ found out all of this info, why? What are we going to do with this exactly? But
spread rumors. Look at all these rumors.
But I think the thing to note in this is just because people have hit records, hit songs, whatever, they could be living the same life like you.
Yeah, didn't see the lady from En Vogue? Couple years ago, living in a van.
Living in her car. And she said she did that by choice. Yeah. She did say that a couple times, which was questionable too.
Music business.
But
90% business, 10% music.
I'm with you when you're right. New music just dropped from Lotto. So if you're interested in that, check that project out. Some new music is on the scene.
Well, now that that is taken care of, it is time for birthday announcements.
It's Gemini season. Happy birthday to those clever, generous, and curious Geminis.
Hey! Birthday. Put your hand up.
Happy birthday to the eldest child of the Jackson family. Happy B-Day to Rebe Jackson. Sending over a happy birthday to another singer-songwriter from the Jackson family. Happy B-Day to LaToya. Happy birthday to actress Laverne Cox. A major happy birthday to NBA Hall of Famer and a forever Nick. Happy birthday to Carmelo Anthony. And last but not least, sending over a happy birthday to singer-songwriter, rapper, actress, dancer, and TV personality who used to be a member of the Spice Girls. Happy birthday to Mel B.
Okay, D, let's go home and wish some of our cousins in KC some happy birthdays. Happy birthday, Halissa Bradshaw, Natissa Simone Williams, and Heather Schultz. Sending birthday love to Ashley Sprackman and Rod James. Plus, happy birthday, Teresa Don Coleman, Marcellus Fridell Thomas, Anthony Webb. And a special happy birthday from Teresa Davis to her grandson, Tariq. Happy birthday to you and everybody else born on May 29th. Happy birthday, Gemini. Celebrate your day.
Happy birthday. Put your hand up.
See you singing in the car.
Oh my God.
Your neighbors hear you singing at the crib.
Yeah. Yeah.
Now it's time to play.
What's the name of the show?
That's My Jam with Hustle and Shine on Hot 103 Jams.
Good morning, cousin. Who is this?
This is Ada.
Hey, cousin. What you doing on this Friday?
Nothing at work.
That direct deposit here yet?
It hits Tuesday.
Making that real.
Period. Where we going?
Going out of town this weekend.
Ooh, okay. Lit. What type of air freshener you got in that car, though?
Black Ice.
Of course.
A staple. All right, cousin. Yeah. We got a chance to hook you up with lunch on us to Jazz the Louisiana Kitchen, a $20 gift card, but you got to finish these lyrics. You ready?
I'm ready.
Come on.
So
just
on me. Let the love just fall like rain. Just rain down on me.
Okay, she messed it up.
Just rain
totally
down
messed it up.
Oh, she added in the extra.
Why you added that extra word in there?
She know where she was finna go to church.
That's what she was finna go.
That's what I was
about
to say.
I ain't know where I want to go.
I was finna ask if you lead your choir at church, because it was giving that a little bit.
No, I used to be in the choir. I'm a preacher's kid.
Okay. You should have led with that. Now we understand. We can tell in the notes you was hitting.
Who you taking to lunch with you, cousin?
That's me, probably.
That's cool. That worked.
Yeah, that'll do it. $20.
Damn.
Right. Go ahead and tell Kansas City what morning show's getting you hooked up.
Parcel and Shine in the morning.